This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today is a milestone of sorts in the American innovation economy. Back in 1836, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office issued patent number one under the current numbering system. It took 155 years to 1991 to get up to patent number 5 million, and then just another 27 years to get to today. Patent number 10 million was issued today for something called coherent LiDAR using intrapixel quadrature detections. The technology is owned by Raytheon. It was invented by Joseph Marin. He is a principal engineering fellow at the company's Space and Airborne Systems Division, so we called him up. Dr. Marin, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
So first of all, what is a coherent LiDAR using intrapixel quadrature detection thing anyway?
Okay, so it's a system. It's similar to a digital camera, yeah, except it measures speed and distance. And applications include driverless cars or video games and things like that.
So this is probably not patent approved language, but this is a handy dandy thing to have in this day and age with autonomous cars and video games.
It is. It's very timely for robotics and measurement and things, all those things.
This is not your first patent, but still, it's got to be 10 million. It's got to be special, right?
It is very special. It's exciting. I think the dream of every inventor is to have such a remarkable number associated with their patent.
So you went to the White House today. The president signed the certificate thing. Do you get that and you get to hang it on the wall, or does that go to Raytheon, or does it hang somewhere else?
I think Raytheon gets the original. I hope to get a copy.
Wow. It seems like you ought to get the original, actually.
I agree.
If you're the guy.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though. It does seem, just looking at the numbers, as I said in the introduction, the pace at which we are inventing things in this economy is proceeding rapidly. It's accelerating really quickly.
It is. Yes. I think my first patent in the year 1990 was number a little bit over 5 million.
Wow.
And since then, we're up to 10 million.
When push comes to shove, do you get anything for this except maybe a little extra bump in your paycheck from Raytheon?
You know, I'm hopeful that I get that extra little bump.
But let's say Tesla buys this thing, right? And they decide to use it in their new autonomous car or, you know, Waymo or whoever. Raytheon gets the proceeds, right?
Correct. Yeah, that's part of my employment agreement.
Fair enough. Well, Dr. Marin, thanks very much for your time, sir. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.